You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
How artificial intelligence could affect the global economy. For Marketplace, I'm Nova Safo in for David Brancaccio. The World Economic Forum released its global risk report today ahead of its annual meeting next week in Davos, Switzerland. Topping the list of risks in the short term is false and misleading information made more potent by artificial intelligence, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
The report says AI has already enabled what it calls an explosion of falsified information, ranging from cloned voices to counterfeit websites. It says this misinformation and disinformation could lead to new crimes like stock market manipulation. Close to 3 billion people are expected to vote in elections over the next 2 years. The World Economic Forum says false and misleading information could seriously destabilize newly elected governments, and that's a risk to global trade and financial markets. The report says extreme weather events are the biggest long-term risk to the global economy. Climate change could reduce agricultural productivity and lead to food and water insecurity, causing more people to migrate to other countries. The report is based on interviews with 1,500 global leaders in fields like business and government. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
The annual Consumer Electronics Showcase called CES is well underway in Las Vegas, and the auto industry is front and center, a big part of it at least. Here's Marketplace's Lily Jamali.
Mobility is one of the major themes at this year's CES, and the expo features one of the world's biggest car shows. But this time around, the three largest U.S. automakers do not have displays at CES. They include GM and Ford. Also, Stellantis, which pulled out of CES back in October, citing labor negotiations with the UAW. The dispute has since been resolved. Big tech companies are looking to make their mark as up-and-coming auto suppliers. Amazon's Alexa technology is set to help power voice assistants in some BMW models, it was announced Tuesday. Sony is partnering with Honda on a new EV brand. Sony appeared to welcome the new EV onto the CES stage using a PlayStation controller. A gimmick? Maybe. But with so many shiny objects competing for attention, if it works, it works. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
And more of Lily's reporting from CES is on marketplace.org, on the air, or online at marketplace.org. Marketplace Tech, that is the show.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Puerto Rico is highly dependent on imported food. Around 90% of it is shipped in. This raises prices for Puerto Ricans. They're now hoping local farming can help bring prices down. The BBC's Jane Chambers reports from Puerto Rico.
So we're nested in the Carite Rainforest, which is a protected state forest here in Puerto Rico.
A key part of Puerto Rico's food revolution is a new generation of farmers, like Fernando Maldonado, who wants to feed the island. Fernando lives with his wife and young family on a farm called Carite 3.0. What have we got in front of us?
So we did breadfruit trees every 30 feet apart, and in between we put three cacao plants, but you also have a banana growing here. You have some pigeon peas. We have a coconut. We have a flower that attracts a lot of bees.
So very productive.
Very productive, very diverse, very different from what your typical farm that you think about monoculture or rows of the same thing. We're not only focused on our cacao and our breadfruit, but we want to bring other plants that are going to be beneficial for the whole system.
Many local producers sell their fruit and veg at organic farmers markets like this one in the capital, San Juan. Shoppers like Gina appreciate being able to buy locally.
We need to start being more self-sufficient. I've started to grow my own plants. We need to be able to survive if we have more climate disasters like hurricanes. I also like buying here because the produce is fresher, which is better for my health.
And what about the price of food in the supermarkets? Do you feel it's going up?
Yes, everything is so expensive. I think a weekly shop is around three times higher than it was a year ago. Even things like pet food have gone up.
By law, only U.S. ships can be used to import food, which pushes up the prices. Cristal Diez, along with three co-founders, came up with the idea for an app called Produce, where clients can buy local produce from around the island and get it delivered to them.
We have bought from over 400 local producers. We are 90% local and then 10% imported goods that are needed to cook those local stuff.
Very basically, how does the app work?
We sell fruit and vegetable, obviously, but also meats, cheese, eggs, all that you can think of, like a supermarket, right? We deliver island-wide. You can either receive your order within the hour or next day or 2 days at most.
Across Puerto Rico, there's a genuine desire to move away from relying so much on imports. Whether it's growing the food, buying it from a market or app, or prioritizing putting it on your menu at restaurants, islanders are determined to become more self-reliant. I'm the BBC's Jane Chambers for Marketplace.
And I'm Nova Safo with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Jerez, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.